I just wanted to ask somebody how they met their best friend. That's my question.
By birth. My dog jumping.
And I met my best friend because he moved in right next door and my neighbors told me about him. What lessons did you learn from a difficult time in your life?
My name is Rebecca Marcotte, and a lesson that I've learned from a difficult time in my life is how to let go of the past. When I felt like things were not going my way, or I was hard done by, or something didn't go the way I wanted it to, the very best lesson I ever learned was being able to just look at the way things shook out, accept that, and then move on. Take action and get past it. The question that I want to ask next person is, where do you see yourself in 20 years?
I see myself still enjoying this beautiful place and we call home, and enjoying the great out-of-door spaces, and hopefully some more world peace. All right, my question is, do you ever pick up trash that you see on the side of the street?
Okay, so this is Heidi Unruh, and I am reporting live from the Ogden Arts Fest. And my question today is, do you pick up litter from the street? And while I would like to think that I do, I actually don't, because I have some sensory issues that I am working through, maybe. Yes, I'm working on. And so, no, I do not pick up litter from the street, but I do randomly give money to strangers. So there's that. Okay, my mom is following me, and her question is, how did you meet your best friend? And her best friend is me, so that's the answer I'm hoping for. Okay, here she is. Marcia Bruner, live from KUER 90.1.
Okay, so my daughter asked how I met my best friend, which she says is her. So I met her on April 9th. Actually, I knew her before that, but I actually saw her and met her when she was born. And as soon as I talked, she started looking for me because she recognized my voice. And she had lots of hair, and she was very, very cute. And she has been a best friend ever since. Okay, my question is, what are you the proudest of?
I'm proudest of my family. And what is your favorite football team?
Say my.
My.
Favorite.
Favorite.
Football team is?
Football team is Broncos.
Now ask a question.
What kind of question do you want to ask?
What's your favorite football team?
No, ask a different sentence.
Yeah.
What's your favorite song?
My name is Kirby Cullimore. My favorite song is One by Metallica. And my next question is, how did you meet your best friend?
My name is Carissa Cullimore. I met my best friend when we first moved in. I walked over there and we have been best friends for 10 years now. And my question is, if you could interview anyone from your life, living or dead, but not a celebrity, who would it be and why?
Hello. I'm supposed to interview anyone from my life, living or dead. I would probably interview my grandpa. Why is that? Because he knows a lot and a lot about a lot of my favorite sport. What is the hardest or best thing about growing up?
The best part of growing up is that you have no responsibilities and your parents take care of everything. What are you most proud of?
The thing I'm most proud of is probably my mother. I'm proud of my mother. And next question for the next person. What was the happiest moment of your life?
The happiest moment of my life was, that's actually a pretty hard question, is when I went to the Bahamas with my family. It was super fun. We went on a cruise, but it's not just any cruise. It was like a cruise with a sailboat. But it wasn't like one of those teeny little sailboats you see on lakes. It was like a full-blown sea sailboat. And you should actually try it, because it was really, really fun. Would you rather have one plate of food for the rest of your life, or a whole bunch of different kinds of foods for just 2 days?
I would rather eat multiple kinds of food for a week.